Now, while that meeting in Colombia might not have been doing what nature needs globally, Lorna Siggins has found us a story in Galway of a brilliant conservation success. A local initiative between a farmer, his Dexter cows, and Galway City Council that proves that we do actually need cattle in the landscape, in a controlled way anyway. At the end of last winter, as a pilot project, the city biodiversity officer in Galway, Paula Carney, asked LACA farmer Keith Fahey if he would allow five of his Dexter cattle to graze the meadows beside Ballyluckan Beach to see if conservation grazing would improve the plant life on the 4 acres there. On the day that Lorna visited, Keith was running a little bit late with the cattle, but Paula was there with her colleague Lisa from the city's parks department, and while they waited, they chanced upon a sparrowhawk in pursuit of prey, as Paula explains.
A sparrowhawk is hunting over the meadows, and it hasn't been recorded here in many, many years. Actually, you can hear the alarm calls coming up from the meadow pipits.
So that's the meadow pipits.
They're flying. See some up there? And a flock of them flew up there. So they actually had the opportunity to nest here this year. So it shows that the habitat is improving. Meadow pipits actually are on the red list, and that means that they're near threatened of extinction. So actually providing a safe refuge for them really within this area is really valuable to the restoration of those populations.
So this is Bulabo Iverado. So we're waiting for the Dexters to come back. But how successful was Iverahean, you know, their first period here? What did you see during the summer?
So we've had an expert botanist out walking transects across the paddock, and what they're doing is that they're looking at the vegetation. So they conducted the baseline survey in 2023, and they described it as a rank grassland. What that means is very heavy grasses, and because it was only mown once a year, the grasses had been blowing over and actually smothering the flora that was trying to come up. The seed bank was there, the flowers were there, but because the grassland was so heavy, they couldn't emerge. So when we had the cows in for the few months after Christmas, I'd say they left in April, during the summer months, they observed a 40 to 60% increase in floral diversity just after a few months of grazing.
Right. So as a result of five Dexters.
That's right, yes.
You had great success in your first summer.
Absolutely, yeah. So between them removing the thatch, which is the dead grass from previous years, and because of their small hooves, they're quite light on the ground, but they don't overly poach, but they do score the ground gently. And what that does then is creates a clean space for the seeds that are there, wildflower seeds, to emerge. So by grazing that grass down, creating these little open places, the wild flora has been able to flourish.
Paula, look at that! What's that?
Paula's colleague, Senior Park Superintendent Lisa Smith, shot her arm up, pointing to the sky.
What's that, Paula? What are we looking at?
It's a white-tailed sea eagle.
No. Did you organise that?
I wish I did, but no. You could not plan these things. That's absolutely amazing. That is just amazing. I haven't recorded it so near the city ever before.
Have you seen a white-tailed sea eagle in the county?
In South Galway, I have seen them. And their behaviour has changed a little bit with the buzzard, the expansion of the buzzard populations. But they were part of a reintroduction scheme a good number of years ago now with the National Parks and Wildlife Service. That is absolutely the first time. I would not have expected to see it here at all.
So while Farmer Keith Fahey is stuck in traffic, we have seen sparrowhawk, meadow pipits, and now a white-tailed sea eagle.
Yes, yeah, it's a very dramatic day out in Ballyloch.
And badger scat.
And badger scat as well. So it's all gone on in Ballyloch, and it's a real haven for wildlife out here.
I'm just going to have to follow you around. Here's the Land Cruiser.
Sorry, lads. I'm just made a bit of a struggle getting them on the trailer. Well, they didn't want to leave.
I got in. It's all been happening. There was a sparrowhawk hunted there, then a white-tailed sea eagle flew across.
Great.
Oh, I'm quite excited here today. It's all happening.
So we were glad you were late.
Yeah. That's good.
They're very excited.
They know where they are. We're coming back in our holidays.
Here's the ramp going down. Dexters are coming out. So Keith Fahey, you're back here with five Dexters. Are they the five that were here earlier in the year?
Three of the original five are here, and there's two new ones.
You and your dad got into Dexters together, your dad Francis.
Yeah, so I took over the family farm there. We have kind of a small farm there, and we rent a bit of ground as well. We did the transfer of the farm there a couple of years ago, and so I do it on a part-time basis. I work full-time for Chagas. We buy in reared calves and finish them and send them to the factory. And then we have a few Dexters as well, as kind of like a hobby or a side interest, I suppose. So completely different than the commercial type of animal we'd be buying and finishing. So, you know, it's nice to do something in relation to the native Irish breeds.
Yeah. And had your dad always been interested in Dexters?
No, actually, Dad never had Dexters. I got the mad surge to the head to get a few of them. So, although he does like them as well now, but he would have been more used to Limousines and Charlies and the more continental types of animals, although it's mainly Angus and Hereford we have now, but there'll be traditional breeds there that finish early.
So are they sort of affectionate type animals?
Yeah, they're kind of, I suppose it's all down to handling them as well, and how you'd handle them. And, you know, if they see you every day, they kind of, they get that bit quieter and tamer and used to handling and stuff. So I think the fact that there was so much walking and activity and dogs and everything in around here, you know, nothing really fazes them anymore. What was the names of them again that the kids called them?
Mutilda was one of the heifers. The calves were Dovey and Coffee Cake. The mare picked that name, right. Coffee Cake. And then we had Fern and Ashley.
Come on.
Moo Tilda. I understand the excitement about the sea eagle. I saw probably the same bird on the train into Galway not that long ago. I sent a table of drinks spilling, breaking my neck to actually see it. Lorna Siggins reporting there from Ballylochan Beach. Thank